Hi, my name is Seema. I'm a baby and toddler sleep consultant and a qualified therapist. I've been working with families for about 17 years now around anxiety, stress, depression, overwhelm, mental health issues, and sleep. I'm just here to talk a little bit about how sleep training works. One of the questions that I often get is, do I need to be stuck indoors to sleep train? I don't want a strict schedule. I would like to have some flexibility. I don't have the time to commit to sleep training, or I don't want to clock watch and things like that. So if I just tell you a little bit about my sleep training. So I offer 2 to 4 week sleep training packages. And what that basically means is that when you sign up to work with me, I will send you a sleep assessment. And once I've got that back, I will put together a sleep plan. And in your sleep plan, you will have everything included in there that you need to cover a 24-hour day. So things like a daytime routine for naps, for feeding, for solids, advice around food, advice around quantity of milk. You've got awake windows, what time bedtime should be, how to address all night wakings, how to fix early morning wake-ups, what sleep training method to use, how your bedroom environment should look, what you need, all the equipment, things like blackout blinds or a white noise machine, or if you're, say, for example, going from a swaddle to a sleeping bag and things like that. So that's what your sleep plan would look like. Once you receive your sleep plan, we would start sleep training. And the requirement to actually sleep train is only 1 week of clearing your diary of social activities and going out and about. So often when people are confused or they have this belief in their mind that you have to be on a strict routine or you have to be stuck indoors to sleep train or for it to actually work, it is completely incorrect. It's incorrect information. So the way that it basically works is that when you sleep train, so the first week, I would require you to basically carry on with your normal day-to-day things like work, nursery, childcare, things like that, appointments, whatever it is that you need to do. The only thing that I would ask is for that first week of sleep training that you clear your diary of evening activities and social days out and classes and things like that. And the reason for that is so you can focus on implementing a nap routine, nip any overtiredness in the bud, look at finding personal wake windows for your child, and then nap train and focus on the bedtime settling and implement your sleep training method. So once we sleep train, we do the first week, and then in the second week, what I help parents do and families do is to start venturing out. Gain confidence, get clarity on how to manage sleep when you're going out and about and managing days out and social activities, and how to live your life normally and just do everything that you would normally do, right? So that's basically how I sleep train. And when you're looking at managing days out and social activities, in my sleep training packages, you will receive a 50-page sleep Bible that I've written myself. And in there, one of the handouts is called Managing Days Out and Social Activities. That teaches you, when your child is sleep trained, how to keep sleep on track when you're out and about and for sleep not to go out of the window. So it could just be things like, try loosely to have a buggy nap around roughly the same time as you would do when you're indoors. And if you don't, that is absolutely fine. If your baby skips a nap, nothing's going to happen. It's not the end of the world. Try to do an early bedtime. Nighttime expectation might be that you have a few night wakings or an early morning wake up due to overtiredness. But because you've sleep trained, you just get back on track when you can or the following day. And what the night looks like, if it is disrupted due to overtiredness where you've been out and about, you know the reason why the night's interrupted. So let's say pre-sleep training, all of the sleep issues might all be mixed into one. And you might be thinking, why is my child waking up? You know, what's going on? Why have we had an early morning wake up? And you might not know the reason why. And part of the overwhelm is not knowing, you know, when the issue is going to get fixed. If you've sleep trained, you know that it's just because your naps were out. That's it. So with regards to managing days out and social activities, you've got the handout there. Your 3-year sleep Bible that you receive has many, many things covering in there, like nap transitions, sleep regressions, growth spurts, managing teething, travel, sickness, age-appropriate routines up until 3 years old, and then managing days out and social activities. So it's about having confidence, and it's about knowing that you don't have to be stuck indoors. You know, that's not how life works, especially if you've got multiple children or even if you're just outdoorsy people. I encourage people to go out, and I think it's really important for people to enjoy their time as families. Kids get older really, really quickly. So it's good to go out, and it's about knowing that sleep is going to be okay, that it's not going to fall apart, that if you have a few short naps or you have some buggy naps or contact naps, it is okay. It's absolutely fine. When we complete sleep training, what I just say to people is that you want to aim for about 3 to 4 good lunchtime naps at home in the cot. And that is not about sleep training. That is just about staying on top of any sleep debt to make sure that your child's rested in the daytime, you know, and that basically their sleep needs are met and the sleep debt doesn't increase and affect overnight sleep. So that's just like standard, you know, practice for a child to have that much sleep in the cot. So that's a little bit about, you know, managing days out and social activities. You know, it breaks my heart to think that there's people out there that don't approach sleep training because they think that they have to be stuck indoors and clock watch. You know, it's a massive myth, and it's a shame if that kind of is an obstacle around reaching out for help and changing sleep habits. It's so important to get out and about, and it's nice to get out and about. And I hope that gives some clarity around how I work. I hope you've enjoyed listening.